power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks,
she makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Always so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. Wait to cart this off.
Hello, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it is now time for On the Town with Mikey D. So starting us off on the local music front tonight, we're going to hear Dr. Rhythm by our very own Dinos. And by very own, I just mean Boston. They're local. Our very own collective. Yeah. Dinos with Ezra Oodle and Ladybug as well. Thank you.
You're living in a bubble. 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 You're living in a city. You're living in a city. You're living in a big city. Living in a city.
This one.
Those last two songs were Dr. Rhythm by Dinos and Red Looks Good on Him by Crippling Alcoholism. Coming up next, American Ninja Warriors with Stupid Police.
Stupid. Stupid police. open up this door.
I'm gonna do the definitive.
That last song was Mulligan by Makeout Palace, and before that, World Federal Organization Club with Cops Got Called, and before that, American Ninja Warriors with Stupid Police, and a PSA, and then another local song. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kids/buckle-up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council, and in just about 5 minutes, I will be joined by Moond. Liam's going to have to correct me when he comes in. And coming up next, Derek Smith and the Cassette Vultures.
Sugar's
That was just Mewned, right?
Yeah.
Got it this time. Three times a charm. All right, that was Mewned with Antlers. And before that, the band's name was Derek Smith and the Cosmic Vultures. Excuse the misspeak speech there. Yeah,
you know, it's been
a long day.
You know, it doesn't matter how you pronounce it. It can be anything you want.
Yeah.
Monday, Mundi.
It's all made up.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You just released an album called Time is Temporary.
Yes.
And that came out, what, November 4th?
Yes, 2 days ago. Yep.
2 days ago. Crazy.
Feels good.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah. How long have you been working on it?
Let's see. So I started working on it about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first song was probably Dried Air, which I started working on. And it was becoming wintertime, and the air was getting dry.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's once again, getting drier.
Yep. So
for sure.
I think it was appropriate time to release it.
Yes. Yeah. No, and I've really been enjoying it. You've got a really cool blend of genres and sounds and decades. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of your influences?
Yeah. So, my influences come from like all over the place. It's hard to say like one. I do like a lot of Boris's material. The Japanese rock band Boris. I do like some prog rock, like 70s prog rock.
I noticed that in your synthesizers.
Yeah. Oh, in the synthesizers.
Or was
interesting.
There's some part in Antlers, and I was like, ooh, that sounds, yeah.
So with the synthesizers and the electronic drums, I'm not very inspired by electronic music, but I just started, the way I write songs is always on the computer using MIDI, so I just end up using electronic sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And and let's see, and you said that you had a fun story behind where Antlers came from.
Yeah. So Antlers, when I came in here, you complimented my Ween shirt, and Antlers, I got inspired by this Ween song, and I used to always think the song is off of Quebec. It's called Among His Tribe. And that song, for some reason, I just had this story going on in my head while listening to it of a moose getting abducted by aliens. It just sounded like that. It sounded foresty, but it kind of sounded, you know, spacey. And it just reminded me of that moose. So I wrote a song about that moose. Among His Tribe isn't actually about a moose getting abducted by aliens, but I wanted to make a song about that.
At least not officially.
Not officially.
But who's to say, really?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, unless we can get Ween in here and ask them, maybe it's about a moose.
It could be. It could be.
If you could, I'm thinking that it'd be probably be pretty interesting for some Ween albums, but if you could be a fly on the wall for the recording sessions for any one album, what album would you choose?
Oh, I got to go with The Pod, because I've heard they were, that was an interesting time for them. Like they were, I'm pretty sure they were like very sick while recording or something like that. And they were just like recording. They say something really like weird on the website about the recording process. I forget what it was. But the product is just it's the grimiest album I've ever heard, and it's so disgusting, but in the most beautiful way.
I think that's a really good way to put it.
It's so brown.
It's very brown. Let's see. And then the cover's wild. You've got the guy with the tubes on his face, the gas mask. So Ween, if you've never listened to Ween, this is the album to start off with, front to back. Gotta listen to all of it.
Starting off with this, I don't think you're gonna be listening to any more Ween.
It's good outsider music for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Aphex Twin said that it was one of his top 10 favorite albums of all time.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It was one of two Ween albums on the list, actually. Huh. There you go.
Wow.
Fun fact. But then again, there's all kinds of like the Shags, great, you know the Shags?
Yep, yeah.
They're better than the Beatles, right?
Right.
I think that was...
Kurt Cobain, he loved that album.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I know that Frank Zappa did too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of...
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. So, let's see. Where'd the name Time is Temporary come from?
Time is Temporary. So same thing with like my band name. Album names I'm like not big on. So I was thinking about like each song on this album kind of has a different like story going on, a different time period, different setting. So Time is Temporary just kind of rang out to me. I thought it was catchy, so that's it.
Yeah.
There's no like big backstory behind that one.
it's a good one. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. And so the band's name is Mund.
Mund.
Mund. Oh, oh. All right, got it right the last time. Mund. Okay. And where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, mund.music. So MUNDE.music. You can find me on TikTok. I post a lot of videos of my noisemaker and goofy little videos. So I have this noisemaker, which is this metal box with a contact mic inside of it and metal springs attached. And I just make goofy noises, and it's very fun to do. And some people like it, some people don't, but.
I always like when it comes across my feed. I would also say that they're pretty brown.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely a little bit raunchy. Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
I had also never my only other friend who uses the term brown is a Ween fan, and
that's just a Ween thing.
Yeah, but. I also know people that are around that person in their orbit who say brown who are not big Ween fans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely bands other than Ween that are very brown.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Zappa, definitely.
Some Zappa, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess some. Some is more clean, but
yes.
Yeah. The Shags, very brown.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Well... music's good, you know. Do you have any shows coming up?
Yes, I got a show in two shows in January. One at the Burn. I'll be playing with Dr. Ill. They are very cool, psychedelic. They're like a mix of psychedelic rock, southern rock, and punk. And it is, they jam hard and very aggressively. So I'm looking forward to playing with them at the Burn on January 3rd. And then I'll be playing with, Scaffolding and American Ink at the Rockwell on January 7th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Starting off the year strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well... Do you want to listen to another one of your songs, and do you have any preference for which one?
Ooh, let's go with Dried Air.
Okay.
Or nice. How about Alien Jam?
Yeah.
Since Antlers kind of goes into Alien Jam, so.
For sure. All right. We'll get to both of them for sure.
All right. Awesome.
But let's start off with Alien Jam.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, that was Just Alien Jam by Mewnd. And yeah, that is very jammy. And so you were saying that when it comes to jams, who are your jamspirations, and what is your also preferred type of jam, the food condiment?
So I love blueberry jam. I think blueberry jam reminds me of the Grateful Dead's Dark Star. And yeah, Dark Star is like one of my all-time favorite songs, just because that's like the biggest jam song that the Dead have. Maybe playing in the band, but in terms of like the chill, more jazzy jams, Dark Star is like, it's where it's at.
Yeah, and you also, I guess I fell behind on my music news for a little bit. You just broke the news to me that Phil Lesh passed away about a week ago.
Yep. He was my biggest inspiration as a bassist, so yeah. And yeah. Even though I wasn't so much directly influenced by his playing, his whole approach to music is just wonderful, and the way he fits in with the Dead is amazing.
Yeah. And I had the pleasure of seeing him in concert 2 or 3 years ago.
I was able to catch him a handful of times, and the lineups he put together for Phil Lesh and Friends is like crazy good.
Very talented musician. So let's see, what was the first concert that you went to?
Oh, ever?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Cheap Trick. Like 8 years old. It was awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Do you have a favorite concert you've ever been to?
Favorite concert. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
We could also do the favorite in the last year.
Yeah,
since we're coming up on the end of the year. We can do it.
Well,
nice. Yeah.
Going back to Boris. Boris was really awesome.
One of my friends recommended Boris to me like a week ago.
Oh, really?
I haven't listened yet.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. As a live band, they're fantastic. They just have these guitar tones that they aren't super, super loud. Like, people talk about the drone metal band Sun and how they're super, super loud. Boris isn't that loud, but something about their guitar tones just shakes your insides, and it's pretty crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just went to a show with some crazy bass, but yeah. It's good stuff.
What show was that?
That was do you know D'Antwoord?
Oh yeah.
South African.
Yeah.
They played at MGM, and I've been to shows at MGM before, but I have never been to one where the bass sounded like that.
Right, I would imagine
it was crazy.
It's kind of similar to them. Death Grips was definitely like up there.
Yeah,
for all time like favorite shows. Yeah,
I'm jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. Do you have a favorite Boston venue, either to play at or to see shows at?
I've played at the Burn only two times now, but they are just very welcoming people, amazing sound. The last time I played there was they got a fantastic sound recording out of it, and it's just nice green room, amazing stage, amazing sound.
Yeah.
What more can you ask for?
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite quote or a favorite lyric written by someone else?
Ooh. We're going back to the Dark Star lyrics. Yeah. Something about like Robert Hunter's lyrics, especially in like those far out songs like China Cat Sunflower, Dark Star. They definitely like inspire me when it comes to lyrics. Because I'm not a vocalist at all, so when writing lyrics, I think of the lyrics as an instrument rather than words, and that's what those songs sound like.
Yeah,
it sounds like sounds.
For sure. Yeah, I'm never really a lyrics person myself.
Right.
and another band that makes me that makes me think of is Yes and John Anderson's vocals.
That's
instrument. Yeah.
I just listened to Fragile, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listened to that whole album today, and I actually haven't listened to it like start to finish ever. So, and yeah, those vocals are insane. Yeah.
And the words are nonsense.
I didn't make out a single word.
No, yeah.
I mean, I wasn't paying attention, but like,
yeah,
I didn't need to.
No, I think there might be like two sentences maybe that are coherent all the way through.
I got like, I heard roundabout or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Something about a roundabout somewhere. Yeah.
The rotary.
Yep. Yeah. That's one of my like all time favorite albums.
Right. Yeah.
Way
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
Yep. If your music had a smell, what would it smell like?
Let's see. Smell. Probably like a 10-year-old record.
Mm.
So it has some age to it. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
It has some age to it. It's starting to get like that old vinyl smell, but it's still like somewhat fresh. So mm-hmm. I say that because a lot of my inspirations are like from the 70s older music, but with all like the MIDI and electronic stuff, it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Sounding.
Yeah, for sure. I think that also at that point in time, you still get a little bit of that factory plastic smell, but just barely, just a whiff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Nice little flavor.
You got a little bit of, you know, some crackles and pops in there. So it's like, it's not too clean.
No, it's just a little bit brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were trapped in a video game, which video game would you want to be trapped in?
Well, you gotta go with Minecraft, right?
Yeah, I guess that. I guess yeah. That could be cool.
I mean, maybe it's just nostalgia for me, you know, growing up on that game. My two all-time favorite video games, Minecraft and Team Fortress 2, and I wouldn't want to live in Team Fortress 2. That sounds pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Talk so, about stressful.
Yeah. Right. You know, I was pretty decent at Minecraft, so I'd be chilling.
Yeah. And you can turn down the difficulty to like peaceful mode and just chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
at least every once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you want to listen to Dried Air as well?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Me.
Alrighty, that was just Dried Air by Mewnd. And Mewnd is here with me now. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
It's a nice vibe in here.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy it in here. Yeah.
Last time, all the lights were on, and now you have like some nice colored lights, and it's I like it.
I think last time you were here, that light was out. And then and there's a light switch, and it's like, turn that light on or turn all the lights on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And now that lamp just showed up. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out whoever left the lamp.
that's a very important part to making music. You need to have good lighting.
You need vibes to make your vibrations.
Exactly.
It's,
yeah.
That's what it comes down to. What's your favorite kind of wave?
My wave? Like, in terms of synths?
Yeah, or like, I don't know.
Or ocean waves.
Up to you.
In terms of, I'm not sure about, like, I don't know the names of different ocean waves, but in terms of synths, just a nice saw wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too gritty, like a square wave, but... It has a little bit of edge to it, you know.
It's got some bite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and it reacts very well to the envelope filter and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, nice manipulatable signal.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Are there any pieces of gear that have sort of, as you've added them into your repertoire, that have changed your approach to making or recording music?
Recently, I got a Line 6 HX Stomp for my pedal board, and it's quite the game changer, because you got just when you're on stage, you just got all these different sounds just and all these different combinations, and you could just change from one to another in one foot switch. So that was amazing. And also my Schecter P bass is just, I remember I tried that out in the shop, and it was very expensive, and I was like, I need this. it connected with me, and to this day it's just my go-to bass, and I feel connected with it.
That's important, you know.
It inspires me.
Good. What's your color design or?
Oh, it's like an ivory white, and then like all black hardware and everything.
Nice.
It's very, it kind of fits into like any style of music you're playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, some basses look too metal. So if you show up at a jazz gig, it's like, people may get mad at you. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you in any other projects?
Yes. So I'm in, I play bass for a jam band called Daydream, which is it's David Rubin's band. He also plays in Diamond Blues, which is a Jerry Garcia band tribute. So yeah, and that
fun.
Yeah, Daydream is a very great band to play in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any upcoming gigs with them?
Not that I know of now, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, yeah. Always looking for more cool Boston jammy bands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
Not much.
more music. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do enjoy, I do enjoy lifting weights. Let's see. It does have to do with music, but I really enjoy teaching music, and I'm lucky to have a nice job doing that at School of Rock Watertown. So
nice,
fantastic place.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
and I know that there have been some weird questions on here.
Oh yeah.
So here's one that you might have heard before. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Let's see. I would do the 100. Actually, I'm not sure. I've never answered that question seriously. That's why I'm like,
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It is a classic.
I'm pretty confident I'll do both at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I could take them.